story about Cocaine Hill. She had a cocaine house on Cocaine Hill. She had a cocaine dog and cat, even had a cocaine rat. It's all.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and the lovely Kathleen. Hey, I like your earrings, by the way. They're
thank
nice.
You. I bought them specially for me.
Oh, hey, by the way, I did. Oh, happy birthday,
Oh, you
Kathleen.
Met hers.
A belated, yes, a belated happy birthday. I think I saw a Facebook post, and it was really sweet where Eric said to my best friend, Kathleen. Wasn't that nice? I thought, right, Eric?
Of course I'm nice.
No, but I thought it was really cool what you did. My best friend. That was very
That's
sweet.
That's beautiful.
I didn't even know. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy
yes,
birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Well, it was a couple days ago, right?
And those
It was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday yesterday. Only one day late. Oh.
It was done after midnight.
Oh, it was? Yesterday. Okay. Oh. Very cool. Well, happy birthday. Very nice.
Yes. I like earrings. I like when they have like little locks and stuff like White girl. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
No.
White Girl opened up yesterday here in Phoenix, Arizona, and we have on the star of the film, that song that brought us in to this segment, by the way, is a song called Cocaine that kind of describes a little bit about the movie, and it's used in the trailer for the film, and the movie is called White Girl, and we have on actress Morgan Saylor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're very happy to have you here to represent this film and help get the word out about it and get people out there to see it. I understand that it's already been out in New York and L.A.
Yeah.
As well as Washington, D.C., and now it's playing in, of course, in addition to Phoenix, Trisha, San Diego,
woo-hoo!
San Francisco, mm-hmm. Denver, John Denver, as we were talking about earlier, Yonkers, New York, Columbus, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Houston, Texas. So that's all the new places that open. So I have a synopsis here, but maybe you should tell us a little bit about what the film is about.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a wild film. It's about a young girl who moves to New York from Oklahoma City. And she is young and white and a woman, a young burgeoning woman. And she goes through kind of an adventurous few weeks and learns a lot about, I think, the city and what it means to be a young white woman. It's got a lot of big themes, but it's also kind of this crazy party.
Right. And it does deal with cocaine because, within days, you and your character and this guy that you fall for are selling cocaine to your boss, played by Justin Bartha. So there's a big actor right there, right?
Yeah.
And Chris Noth is also in the film, as we know, from several different projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so what attracted you to this project, to this role in particular?
Well, I first read it about 2.5 years ago, and it struck me immediately. And it really did feel like a script that was unique from most things I was reading. Most things I read are like kind of high school comedies and lots of girlfriend or daughter roles, and this was like this messy, complex, young female character, and it felt like definitely an honest take on what it means to be a young person today.
And that's what a lot of critics are saying and audiences are saying, that this is a very controversial film in a very good way, because, mm-hmm. of course, you it deals with youth in a way that a lot of other films are perhaps afraid to deal with.
Certainly.
Well, now this was really like given major accolades at Sundance, right?
Yeah,
that also speaks volumes to me. But then the fact that it's coming out now into general distribution is fantastic. So
yeah, it's crazy.
I want to make sure, because maybe I'm misunderstanding, but is this somewhat autobiographical? In any way?
It is, yeah. It's based on some events that happened to the writer-director when she first moved to New York.
Elizabeth Wood.
That being said, she, Elizabeth Wood, who's fantastic and so smart, and this is her first feature, and she really tackled it and I think succeeded in such a major way. But she was also very clear, like when we started, that I've declared this a story. There's a beginning and an end, and therefore we're going to look at it as fiction, and we're going to move forward to create these characters and tell this story in a way that we don't have to compare it to everything that happened to me. But it is based on things from her life, for sure.
And she's able, I was reading that she was talking about how she was trying to figure out how to tell what she learned from her experiences in a very honest and effective manner, and that's kind of what drove her, knowing that these experiences, that this would possibly be her first movie.
Yeah.
Well, what an incredible, incredible story to have. And I think those are so effective to watch on film when they're done well, to be able to teach and learn, because, you know, in our society right now, where we're all Facebook friends and we're, you know, there's so much happening that's not truly interpersonal. It feels interpersonal, but it's not. And we're not interacting as much. So we don't learn from non-experience by watching the experiences of our friends. And films like this, I feel like, can kind of bring that into the fore and at least get people talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm just touching on, like, a lot of big things to do with race and gender and gentrification even. But it doesn't, like, try to shove morals or a particular view down your throat. And it has been so interesting and rewarding to see people in the conversations that come from the film, because it does bring things up and it does perhaps make you feel uncomfortable in a way that I think it should, because talking about these things isn't always easy. And it's so cool to hear what different people have to say after seeing it.
Absolutely. And if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with actress Morgan Saylor about her new project, White Girl. It opened up yesterday in several different cities, but right here in Phoenix, or Scottsdale in particular, at the Harkins Camelview at Fashion Square. In this film, Morgan plays a young woman who falls for a young man that's dealing drugs, and he ends up getting arrested. And she enlists the help of an overpriced lawyer, and she finds herself deep in debt as she crosses all boundaries to get her boyfriend back.
Morgan, let me ask you a question. When you play various scenes that take you, you know, out of your normal, regular life, do you learn lessons more the easy way? You know, in other words, people out there doing certain things and they learn a lesson and they correct themselves and they have big consequences. But as an actor, do you... That's sort of an interesting way, if you look at it from that perspective, to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you?
Yeah, and it is kind of like my relationship to the film and to other scripts or other stories that I've worked on. It's not like an evolving relationship. I mean, I first read it and I feel like I have an understanding of what it's trying to say. And then as I get into character and then shooting it, it's this whole other world where I'm trying to relate to the character and kind of forget about the overarching themes of the story. And yeah. I mean, we shot the film almost 2 years ago, and I've seen how many cuts of it as it was being edited, and then we took it to Sundance. And then you get this kind of retrospect of what you did and what you were learning through the character and through acting. And then, I mean, even this, which is, you know, a little interview, like talking about it is, and analyzing it and going back through it is really interesting to understand what the story was about. And it does feel like I learned a lot. And I mean, the film really touches on like kind of what it's like to be a young person and then separate yourself from family and understand what kind of person you are and what kind of ideals you want. And I was, of course, 19 when I shot it, and I'm only 21 now, so I'm still a young person.
Wow, you got a great career ahead of you.
Oh, thank you.
No doubt. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but it just felt like it, as I am growing up, I have grown up with the character a little, and I'm understanding what kind of person I want to be, like she does, but perhaps not as in as drastic or a dangerous kind of way.
Right. That is really awesome. The big question, though, is when are you going to make a movie about rock climbing? It says you're a nationally ranked rock climber, are you?
I am, or I was. I did it growing up and competing and even traveling out west and climbing. You guys got some big rocks out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is really
cool. I
don't
know.
So you don't do it much anymore?
I love.
Or you still do
it? I don't, because I was so deep in it that now that I do it, I don't have, like, the strength. I would go to nationals every year, and I train 5 days a week, and I had this crazy Romanian coach. so it's not as fun now because I'm just not as strong. It's not as satisfying to do the easy thing.
Wow. But, well, you're plenty busy, I'm sure, with other creative expressions.
Well, and this amazes me because, and maybe what I'm reading is incorrect, but are you at the University of Chicago studying mathematics?
Yeah, that is correct.
See, now so talk about somebody with good balance in their brain, because mathematics tends to be a left-brained person, or a right-brained person, and a left brain tends to be your creativity. And so, Wow, you are
And rock climbing
incredible.
Is very physical, but mental too. You don't want to make a mistake on climbing a mountain.
You have to see the patterns and the big pictures. Yeah. Wow, you're incredible.
And Morgan, don't worry, they're not stalking you. They're actually, they're
no,
using Google
I'm
at the
I'm thinking
moment.
For myself, maybe.
Is there a Wikipedia now? Just scrolling down?
Well, actually, the thing about the University of Chicago was in this one interview where I was reading about the film more, since I hadn't been able to get as much background information as I would have liked to. So, but yeah, and I think especially now, and maybe it's just me because I grew up in Northern California in the Bay Area, and mm-hmm. I'm seeing now to me, and maybe again it's just me, but I feel like there is much more separation of not just race, well, not just genders, but also races, where it almost seems like there's more racism out there than there was before. Like there's just kind of this division that's taking place as compared to the coming together that I was a part of back when I was, you know, in the 70s and 80s. And you weren't even born yet.
But what month was she born? She's a Scorpio, right?
Ooh, so am I.
No, you're a Scorpio?
Now they are stalking.
So
No, that was him, not me.
But you are a Scorpio, right?
I am.
You know what? There's some very well-known Scorpios. For example, Scarlett Johansson, Leonardo DiCaprio, Shailene Woodley, Emma Stone. I mean, you're in good company.
Emma Stone.
Matthew McConaughey, Rachel McAdams, are you kidding? Ryan Gosling.
Oh, man, the list goes on and on.
Wow, see?
Scorpios rock.
Yeah, I'm saying, this is good.
But see, that means you would fit in well here in the desert, too, so.
Yeah.
No, but do you feel like that this kind of talks about white privilege, and then there was something in this interview that I thought was really, really interesting where it said being able to see the world for the first time but also understand where you stand and what the privilege you belong to means, that you have the power to or to choose to be ignorant.
Yeah. I live in New York most of the time. I go to school in Chicago, but it does feel, like you said, like it's something that perhaps is more separated or perhaps is coming together and being talked about in a bigger way than ever before.
Which is what I hope is the result, yeah.
Yeah, that is what we hopefully will be the result of this kind of revolutionary 2 years that we're having, it feels like. The film really does want to talk about that, though, and exactly the privilege that you have growing up in a white environment, or, you know, I mean, she moved, the character moved to a neighborhood of Ridgewood, which is Puerto Rican or a lot of black, and she doesn't really understand what her white privilege separates her. And by the end, can't just be ignorant and can't just ignore it or separate herself from it, because that's not the right way to fit in the world.
Well, and we want to remind our listeners, you know, you got to go check out this film. It is a very brave project, right?
Yes, and definitely go to an earlier showing so that you can have some really phenomenal discussion about it afterwards. Yeah. I know you're from the New York area. Are you familiar with the Angelica Film Centers?
Mm-hmm.
That theater? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They just built one in San Diego. Yeah. We just 6 months ago built one in San Diego. I absolutely love it. And I love the fact that they encourage that dialogue after the film.
Yeah.
So find a place to go that you're around where you're at to see this film, White Girl.
And here in Phoenix at Scottsdale at the Harkins Camel View at Fashion Square, and opening next weekend. If you're in Tucson, you can see it at the Loft Cinema, or also it opens in Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, and in Chicago, Illinois.
Woohoo!
So everyone, check out White Girl, and we thank you so much for joining us, Morgan Saylor. We'd love to have you on Breakthrough Entertainment again soon.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a good one, guys.
You
Thanks,
too. Enjoy
you
your
too.
Weekend. Yes, and
what a talented young lady, and what a phenomenal film.
Yes, and the song that ends the film, that plays during the end credits, will take us out of this segment. Yeah? Want to dance, Dave?
No.
Not with me, which is
the Oh, yeah, series. Then I will. Let's dance. I do Thunder Down Under, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
No, really.
Dave, can you rap?
You know how much money I make on Thunder Down Under?
You?
Oh, man. Right? You saw how he said that, right? Oh, man. Okay. I don't know this rap song.
Well, it's from the end of White Girl.
Okay.
It's called White Girl.
Okay, White Girl. However,
the song's
this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Of course, we never had intercourse. Of course, without it wouldn't have been a course.